listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, May 10th. Joining me by phone now, Laura Cannon Singer with St. Louis Health Equipment Lending Program, St. Louis Help. Welcome back, Laura.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's always fun to get to talk with you a couple of times throughout the year and hear what's going on with St. Louis Help. I've enjoyed sharing with our listeners in the past what is St. Louis Help. Remind me again, and our listeners, what St. Louis Health Equipment Lending Program is all about.
Well, HELP is actually an acronym for Health Equipment Lending Program. And what we do is rather unique in the community. We collect new and used home medical equipment, wheelchairs, walkers, canes, crutches, things as large as hospital beds and lift chairs. We clean and refurbish those items, and then we loan them out to anyone in need, regardless of where they live, at absolutely no cost or fee.
How can the cost of health equipment be, how can that affect individuals who need that equipment?
Well, we see many scenarios. One of the things that seems to be most common is that the equipment is not covered under insurance, or people don't realize it's not covered under insurance until they need it. Something is simple as a wheelchair, if somebody fractures an ankle and is non-weight-bearing for a few weeks, it's a shame for them to have to go out and buy that when they can borrow it from us and then return it when it's no longer needed. Or somebody coming in from out of town to visit their family can come to us and set everything up in the house. After the visit is over, they bring it back. And that said, there's no time limit on how long somebody can borrow a piece of equipment. We understand that it might be for the lifetime of that person, but when they get well, which we hope they do, we'd like for them to bring it back so we can pass it on.
Just any rough idea of what the cost of equipment might be for someone whose insurance maybe doesn't cover it. I mean, anything, it could be something as simple as maybe like, $50 or $100, but I'm guessing the high numbers could be pretty high when it comes to the type of equipment that some may need.
Oh, it can go up into the thousands. Something as simple as a sock aid is about $30. Standard wheelchair between $250 and $300. A hospital bed can be $1,200. And then some of the heavy-duty stair lifts for internal use can be upwards of $3,000, $5,000. So every year we're distributing into the community about $1.9 million worth of free home medical equipment. And that sometimes means the difference between somebody buying their medications or food and being able to have these free items.
So how do you go about this? How do you round up equipment? Then how do you determine what's usable? How do we know what we could donate? I'm sure some of us have some maybe a extra cane or walkers or even wheelchairs, in a closet or in the basement, in the garage somewhere, just sitting there collecting dust thinking, oh, we might need it sometime again in the future.
Right. A lot of times people are hesitant to donate items for that reason. They're afraid they're not going to be able to get something if they need it. But we're pretty well stocked. We collect throughout the year. And then twice a year we go out into the community to do area-wide equipment drives, where we have 14 sites, and they're from Belleville to St. Charles, Florissant to Washington, and points in between. So it's a really big day for us. Those 14 designated sites are staffed from 9 to 2, and I'd like to really thank our volunteers. It takes about 64 people to pull that day off, keeping those sites staffed. And without our volunteers, our program would not be able to be as efficient and wonderful as it is. And we also have a crack crew. So when these items come in, they go through an assessment. When something is great or just needs a minor repair, then it's cleaned and put back into service. The rule is, if you wouldn't give it to your grandmother, it doesn't go out the door, because we also want people to maintain their dignity. So something that we can't use, we'll cannibalize for parts so then we can get something else up and going.
So really, you make the most of whatever is donated.
Oh, exactly. And the second part of our component is that I don't think people realize how much we are diverting from the solid waste stream. It's about 164 tons per year that otherwise wouldn't have a home. And of that, we actively break down and recycle about 42 tons, which is the power equipment, batteries, metal, two types of plastic. Just if you find something in our dumpster, we worked overtime to make sure we could find it a home. It must be pretty bad. And we also partner with organizations that are unusual, the St. Louis County Animal Shelter. They take pads and tubing and small syringes and other types of items. So everything has a home.
And how do you go about gathering this? We've got a drive coming up soon, right?
Well, this Saturday, May 14th from 9 to 2 at 14 designated Walgreens sites. Those are listed on our website, which is www.stlhelp.org or 314-567-4700.
So it's coming up Saturday, May 14th. Is that right?
This Saturday, right.
This Saturday, May 14th. How do we find the locations there at many of the Walgreens around the St. Louis area, right?
Right. They're at 14. And again, if they call 567-4700 or visit our website, they will see where those sites are, and hopefully one of them will be close to their home. Because we always encourage people, clean out that attic, that garage, the basement, and get those items back into service. Because, again, it can be life-changing for families to be able to transport a loved one to a doctor's appointment or just for somebody to be able to get out and get back into the community and enjoy this beautiful green weather we're having.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Any stories to share with us of these, either someone who's donated before and seen how St. Louis Help really works, or someone who's benefited from it, how it's made a difference for them?
Well, one of the most touching stories this month, because it's spring and families like to get out, we had a little girl come in who was 11 years old, and she did not have use of her legs, but we happened to have donated a bicycle that you power with your hands. And so she was so excited to have that. And then we got a call from her mother, who was practically in tears, saying that they had, for the first time ever, gone on a family bike ride and picnic over at Kirkwood Park, and they had to keep yelling at her to slow down, which is just exactly what you want to hear.
Oh, she was just that happy and excited to be able to get out and enjoy the beautiful weather and spend some family time outdoors.
Oh, absolutely. And that's seen as a luxury item. So even if she had fabulous insurance, it wouldn't have been covered.
Hmm. Well, that's great to hear that it can make such a difference. And how much did that cost the family?
Zero. Absolutely nothing. And they can use it as long as it fits her. And when it doesn't, hopefully they'll come in and we'll have the next size up. So the dates or the ages that we serve, people traditionally think that it's the elderly, but it is really not. It is our youngest recipient was 3 days old, and our oldest recipient has been 104 years old. So we run the whole gamut.
I think one of the stories you'd shared with me before was that a baby coming home from the hospital, and I think maybe it was grandma or another caretaker was helping care for the child during the week as well, and they needed some of the equipment at grandma's place as well as at home, so that that they could provide that care in both places, make it a little bit easier on the parents. And insurance isn't going to pay for two sets of something like that, probably.
Oh, well, no, they're not. And I remember that story. The child was born with brittle bone syndrome. So bones were actually broken during birth, and that would continue throughout his lifetime. So he was needing specially pressure mattresses. Mm-hmm. And those run about $1,100 each.
So something as simple as, it's not really that simple, but the way that you do it makes it simple for families.
Oh, absolutely. And you mentioned the caregivers. That is a group of very unsung heroes. Sometimes we see them in such exhausted conditions because there are so few resources that by being able to provide this equipment to the person they're caring for, it also makes their lives easier.
All right, so let's share those the dates, the times and everything in order to donate equipment. It's coming up this weekend, Saturday, May 14th. And what time do you start collecting on Saturday?
We will have trucks on 14 designated Walgreens parking lots from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Rain or shine, our volunteers will be there. We're also distributing red noses. For everybody that donates something, they will receive a red nose.
And you're covering a lot of the St. Louis area, including the Metro East as well. It looks like you've got Belleville covered as well.
Absolutely, and that brings up a good point, is there are no demographic restrictions of who will serve. We've had people from Kansas, Iowa, Southern Illinois. If you can get to us and we have the item, you can have it at absolutely no cost.
All right, so stlhelp.org is the website. 314-567-4700 is the number. What type of equipment can we bring? What would be helpful? What are the things that you're looking for?
The highest demand items are manual wheelchairs and bath equipment items. One of the most dangerous places in the house for somebody with mobility issues is trying to get in and out of the tub. So tub transfer benches, grab bars, shower chairs, things like that. But again, we take everything from a simple leg lifter or blood pressure monitor all the way up to the big items. The only thing we can't take is oxygen canisters and medications.
So basically anything except for pharmaceuticals, except for medications and oxygen canisters.
Correct.
Those require certain handling, certainly.
Right. You have to be licensed for those. But we also take the disposable goods, the diapers, the bed pads, things like that. Even if they're open packages, we'll seal them back up, and somebody will be very happy to have them.
And what do you do with it once you receive this equipment or once you receive these goods? What do you do with it?
We sort through them, and then we've got our great team of volunteers and our crew that check them to make sure that they're safe. Then they are cleaned, and then they're ready to go. If someone calls and has a need and we have it available, we set an appointment for them to come in. They sign one sheet, and that's it. No proof of income. If we were giving away big screen TVs, we'd want to see a tax return, but nobody asks for a bedside commode unless they really need it.
Sure, sure. Now, if someone needs equipment, less than a minute here, how do we get in touch, or how do we go about asking for equipment?
All you have to do is call 314-567-4700.
And is there a particular location where we would go to get that equipment?
Yes, the main warehouse and distribution center is located in Olivet. There is no appointment necessary to donate. However, appointment is necessary to receive equipment.
Very good. Laura, thanks so much for sharing this with us, and thanks for the work that you're doing with St. Louis Help. stlhelp.org is the website. Again, the equipment drive coming up this Saturday, May 14th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can find more information on their website as well to find out where you can donate. Laura, always great to talk with you.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You as well. Coming up in just a little bit, the Daily Lectionary, underwritten by Lutheran Federal Credit Union. I'm Eddie Bates. You're listening to His Time.